We are on Chavav, I believe. We just did the Mishnah and some of the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that if you found something in a pile of stones or in an old wall, so you can keep it, but it depends where in the wall. If the wall was, if you found the item from the outside of the wall, so then you can take it. But if it's on the inside of the wall, so then it belongs to the wall owner. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say on Chafavav Amar Aleph, because of Chadash Mechatzu Lachot Shalom Mechatzu Lefnim Shal Baal Bayis. If it's a newer wall, so then you can you make this distinction. So Amar Vashi Sakina Basar Kata. If we're talking about a knife which is in the, I don't know, the slits of the wall, a hole in the wall, so then you follow the handle. Right? Because it says, if you find it, this part of the wall, that part of the wall, but what if it traverses the whole wall? Meaning it's, you know, it's going the length of the depth of the wall. So when it comes to a knife, you go based on the handle. If the handle's on the inside versus the handle on the outside. I hope that doesn't mean that the knife is like pointing out at you, but Vikisa Basar Shinsei, the strap?
It follows its straps.
Okay. Wherever a person would grab.
A purse follows its straps.
Right. V'elamas nis nikatani mechetzu v'lachutz shelo. When the Mishnah said that the outer part of the wall is yours, you can keep it. Mechetzu l'fim shel ba'avayis. The inner part is for, you know, gets the owner gets to keep. V'lechzi ikata l'gav ikata l'var. Ishin silagav, ishin silavar. So why doesn't the Mishnah make more distinctions? Says Gemara Masnisin beudra v'naska. We're talking about just straight money. There's no handle for any of these things. What's udra?
It says flock.
I don't know what that means.
Usually denotes materials used as stuffing for mattresses.
Okay.
Tufts of soft fabric, unprocessed wool, or worn out clothing.
Oh, it means actual flock like sheep. I thought it was like a different kind of word. Okay, interesting. But udra v'naska. All right, so things that are just coming clumps, there's no handle to them. If there's a handle for a purse, it's a strap. For a knife, it's the handle of the knife. So then you go based on the handle. Tani imayakos memula mehen. If the wall is full of things, so then a chulkin. What does that mean? If they're full of things.
If the wall cavity was filled with this stuff, they divide.
Okay, let's see. Pshita.
If a knife is in the wall cavity. No, wait a second. Where am I here?
I guess it's saying that the whole hole is filled up. The entire hole is filled up. So then you don't know, I guess maybe you don't know what's on the inside, what's on the outside. So then you split it. So Pshita, lo tzirchet mishapa b'chad gisa. The rest is talking about a case where the wall is at an angle. Ma'o detema ish tepuche ish tepuch. I feel like I need a diagram for this. Kamash Malan. I don't really know what this means, but it means it says that the wall's at an angle of some kind, and maybe you would think that the angle that it's in, I don't know, does it mean the hole's at an angle? I'm not really sure. Maybe. Does it mean the wall is hollowed out? Is this a hollow wall with space in between?
Where the wall cavity slopes to one side, and if that the article, if the wall cavity was filled, they divide. But isn't that obvious? It's necessary to state this only when the cavity or the wall slopes to one side, and if not that, if the article found there had slid down, therefore we're taught otherwise.
Okay, I'm not
really. Originally at the upper portion of the cavity, the ownership should be determined accordingly. So don't worry about whether it slid down, I think.
Slid down? Well, we've only talked
I
about...
I guess your cavity kind of goes like
that. That's what I thought it was talking about, like it was filled in somehow, but that's not the same as what we were talking about before. We were talking about horizontal position, inner versus outer. This right. sounds like going upper versus lower. We've never talked about that before, so I don't really know what it means. If it was a rented out wall.
I think we're talking about we have three principles so far in just a couple sentences. One is you go by the handle or the strap
right.
or whatever there is. And if that doesn't apply, if there's no handle or strap, then you go to whether it's on the inner or the outer. And then
work together.
And then, well, let's say
it depends where the
it's all filled in. There is no inner or outer because it's all...
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Then you divide it 50-50.
Right. So I don't know what the havamina is, but okay. If this is a rented space, so then... And there are tons of people living there all the time, in which case you can't really determine the owner. So then you can keep whatever you find inside the wall. Vamai. Lezobosabastra, why don't we go...
The house itself here.
Yeah, even if it's in the house itself, because it's not clear who the owner of the house is or the person who left the stuff in the wall is. So Gemara says, why not follow the last person that was in there? Let's assume it was his. Milo tenan mal shenutzul levnei tzolcher behema lo lemeiser. Doesn't it say that money that was found in front of animal sellers in Yerushalayim, regardless of when they were found... So then we assume that they're Meiser money. Because Meiser money, meaning Meiser Sheni money that you used to rebuy that was redeemed, but used to rebuy animals for the Karbanos, or to give to Beis HaMikdash. So then we assume that it's Meiser. However, Bahar Abayas, if you found the money on Har Abayas itself, so then chulin. Then we assume that it's not meiser money. Because you don't buy the animals in the actual Beis HaMikdash. B'Yerushalayim, b'shari mos hashan chulin, b'shas haregel, l'kol meiser. I feel like we've seen this before. But, yeah, p'sachim dav zayin and shkalim dav yutess. That if it's in Yerushalayim, which is a little away from sort of the center of the action, so then if it's a time of Yantif, so then you assume, because there are more people there, that it is Meiser money. But if it's a time of the rest of the year, so then it's Chulin. V'amar Rabbi Shmai Beis Barzeir Maitaima, why is it that we assume the money in Yerushalayim is considered Meiser money? Ho v'shuk Yerushalayim asun liskavid v'chol yom. Because during the Yantif season, there are more people beautifying the streets or clearing the streets.
Sweep the streets.
Lehitz kabed. Kabed means to sweep. And therefore, if there was money that had fallen out, so then it would have been cleaned up. And clearly, the money that's found today is very recent. It was found there very recent. Ama amrinan, kame kame azlu v'hani achrini ninhu. That anything that came before was already taken away, and this is newer stuff. So why don't we say also when it comes to the wall inside the house, that whatever the other person, the previous renter had, is now gone, and the stuff in the wall is from the most recent renter. Now, the one big difference is that it's not hiskabed like Yerushalayim is. But let's see what they say. Amr Rav Shlakish Mishum Bar Kapara Kigon Sha'o Pundak L'Shloshi Yisrael. It's a rental with multiple owners at the same time. You know like a hotel sending, you know, renting out different rooms. Shema Mina Halach Rav Shimon Elazar Afilu Brov Yisrael. What we find here is that we pass like Rav Shimon Elazar that if someone finds a lost item, even with a lot of people. Even if those a lot of people are Jews, then you do actually get to keep the item. And it's not the case that because they're Jews, so we assume the person didn't have Yayush, because the Jews will give it back. Now, even a lot of Jews is going to be reason enough that you can keep it yourself. El Amar of Menashe Bar Yaakov, Kigon Shaso. Oh, I guess that's a question. Does that imply that we pass on Shimon Elazar even be Yisrael, Bar of Yisrael? El Amar of Menashe Bar Yaakov, Kigon Shaso, Pundak Lashosha of the Kochavim. Maybe it's three non-Jews. Yeah, there was no need to make that into three Jews. Rav Nachman Amar Abba Bar Avua, Afilatim Lashosha Yisrael. You could even say that it was three Jews, and that we don't pass on Shimon Elazar. No way. My time, Ahud Denafa Minei Miyayish, Memer Amar Amichti Inish Achrin Elohav Avade Bahadai Elahani. Only the other two people that were there with me, this is what the owner who lost the item in the wall would say. The other two people were with me. So Amri Kamayu Kama Zimni Liadruli Lohadruli. I already asked them a few times, and they didn't give it back to me. Vahash Lahadru. Are they now going to give it back to me? Clearly they don't want to give it back to me. Ida Taila Hadura Adrula Ayrunali Nali. If it was something they wanted to give back to me, they would have already done it. Vahidal Adruali, but that Limigzula. They're clearly they want to steal it. And therefore it's not worth my time trying to fight it and get it back. It's kind of interesting. At what point do we make this assumption? I mean, that's basically Yesh Lomidas. You need like a time stamp to that. I mean, if 5 minutes after you left the Airbnb, you're saying this, or is this like a month later? Like, when do we say this? If you ask Rav Nachman Tameh, Tam Rav Nachman, Ras Sela, Shenafal, Mishnaim Chai Lachser. If you see a Sela, a coin that fell from two people, so then you have to give it back. So my time, why do you have to give it back? Hahud Nafal Minei Lo Miyayish, the one who fell, the one from whom it fell. Actually, I guess you don't know who it fell from. So the one who actually lost it is not going to have Yayosh. Meimar Amar, Michdi Inish Achrin Elohav Abadai Elahai. There's only one other person there, meaning I know exactly who else would be giving it back to me. So Nikitina Le Va'amina Le. I'll ask him, and he'll tell me. Or I'll tell him. Nikitina Le. I'll go claim from him and say to him, Ant Hu Dishikalte, you are the one that took it from me. However, Bishlosha, Enochai Lachzer, when it's three people, you don't have to give it back. My time, Ahud Nafal Minei Vadam Yayish, because the person that lost it will definitely give up. Meimar Amar, Michdi Trei Habu Ba'adai, there were two people with me. Inikit and Lahai Amar Lo Shikalte.
This is a little illogical because he's wrong in both cases. He just dropped it.
Right. No, we are looking. His mentality is there is one guy, I can go to him and ask him for it. And then.
I'll say he for sure stole it from me. No, he didn't. But anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why there's a difference between one and two.
I would say that I lost something and there was one person with me, you know, somebody I knew, or I wouldn't necessarily say he stole it from me. I'd say I dropped it and start looking around. But anyway.
I'm not sure. Bishlosha, however, ain't okay, so you don't have to give it back. My time, I would enough on me, ne vada miyayish. Meimar Amar, Michti Trehavu Badai, Nikit Nilahai Amar Losh Kaltei, Vinikit Nilahai Amar Losh Kaltei. I guess both of them, when you have two people, they have a plausible deniability. That he's going to say, oh no, it must have been the other guy. And he's going to say, no, it must be the other guy. Whereas when it's one, the person is going to say, there's only one person that can take it. I'm going to pester him until I get it back.
I get it. But you're,
so he's never giving up.
Since all you did is accidentally dropped it yourself, all the pester.
Right, no, no, for sure, for sure. No, we don't actually know what happened. And this guy, we don't even know if he even thinks this at all. But as the finder, who's trying to be Yori Ledato and figure out what is he thinking at this moment. Assume he's giving up when there are two
the
people.
The other odd thing is, the way at least I have it translated here, is our finder says, if you see it fall from one of two people.
Right.
So the simple thing, if you're an honest finder, You go to the two people true. And said, did one of you drop this?
Right. Let's listen to Mishura Sedin for sure. But technically, for two people, we say that you can't take it. You can't keep it anyway. It's only when you find it. You really mean to say when it's three people. In the two people case, we say you have to give it back. Right. So that one, you actually do have to go.
You have
to. Not because of your logic, but because you do have to. You just do have to because we think that the one person is never going to give up because he knows the other guy's has no excuse. But when it's three people, you saw it drop from three people. Yes, you're right. You should probably go back to all three people, as cumbersome as that is, all three people, and ask them. Maybe you don't know them. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, interesting. It's an interesting logical game because I would assume so much of it is dependent. You know, is this 5 minutes later? Is this a month later? Is this a large sum of money? Is it a very specific place?
You saw them. You saw it being dropped. You're just not sure which of them dropped it.
Right, right. There's so many factors there that I would imagine also would be informative of what you should do. But here, all we're worried about is whether the person is giving up on it. And the other people, the amount of other people that are with him is going to dictate whether or not he must have given up on it. If it's only one person, there's no way he's going to get out of it. And therefore, the person thinks to his head, in his mind, I'm going to get this back. I'm going to get it back. I'm not giving up. I'm going to get it back. But if it's two people, it's like, oh, these guys are going to give me the runaround. He's going to say he has it. He's going to say he has it. It's basically like bureaucracy. You're just going to kick it around. You're never going
to
get what you want.
It occurs to nobody other than the finder that he just dropped.
Correct. Correct. In the meantime, what really happened was it fell. Amar Rava, hi to Amar Bishlosha, Enu HaChayv L'Hach. So when we said in three people that you don't have to give it back, Lo Armon Ella, Delays Bei Shavar Prutza. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Now we get to the amount of money. The only time that we say you do not have to give it back is when the amount collectively is not proportionately one pruta per person. Meaning it's not three prutas at least. It's possible that they were partners. Meaning one of the three people dropped it and assume that his partner has it. That's kind of an interesting one. We're going to assume that they're partners just because it's like a little more money. A pruta is not that much money. Right. Maybe it's only two, and one person is holding it for the other one. And therefore, that's actually an assumption from the finder's perspective. That the finder has to assume that they could be partners, which is kind of a far-off assumption, if you ask me. We're only talking, how much is two prutas? You know, I think a pruta is like 25 cents or even less. So
that was a penny, but
I think it changes. But yeah, it's very, very little. So what are we talking about? Oh, this guy's got a whole quarter. A whole quarter. He must be partners with the other guy. He's holding on to his 12 and a half cents. What? I don't know. Sounds strange to me. But here we go. The pasuk says, L'osiris shuch achicha es seyo nidachim yisalam to mehem. If you saw a coin fall down, and if you picked it up before Yayush, meaning it was 5 minutes later. There we go. We're talking about timing, I think. So if it's right after you found the guy dropped it, Amenasla goes la. You picked it up in order to steal it. So then you're over Bekulan. You are in violation of all the mitzvos. What are all the mitzvos? So these are actually drushes from the psukim. Mishum lo sigzol, you're in violation of stealing. Umishum, it's interesting that I would have put this in a different order, but okay. Umishum hashem v'tiv shivim, which is an iser ase, you have an obligation to bring that back to return it. Umishum lo suchal lisalim, and because of not disappearing from. How do they translate that in the article? Lo suchal lisalim, you are not allowed to. Hide from it. Okay, that's pretty good. You shouldn't hide from it, meaning you see it on the road and then you turn away from it. Here, you're taking it to take it, you know, to deliberately not give it back. So you're in violation of all three of those. Even if you gave it back afterwards, you're just giving him gift. the three Yisurim that you did, or the three violations that you did, are already done for. Natalus ne Yayush Amanas Lachzir, if you took it before Yayush in order to give it back, Ula Achar Yayush Niskaven Legozla, so then over Mishum Hashev Tishivim. If you only decided to keep it after Yayush, so then you are in ultimate violation of Hashev Tishivim. What we learn from here is Hashev Tishivim, the obligation to return it, is only accomplished when you actually return it, which is kind of obvious, but it's important to note that. Because when it comes to Lo Sigzol, even though now you're intending to keep it, once you intend to keep it only after the person gave up on it, so now it's not stealing because you're stealing from Hefker, even though you had it the whole time. Maybe it's because of you that the person gave up on it. But either way, you're also not chayiv because of Lo Zuchal L'Salim. You're not hiding from it because you went and you picked it up with the intention to give it back. So in that moment, and interestingly enough, right, because I could easily make the case that if I picked up the item before the person had Yayush, with the intention to give it back, and then no matter what happens with his intentions, no matter what happens with his Yayush, I decide, actually, I'm not going to give it back anymore. I can make the case that you're still over the Isra of Lo Suchal L'Salim. You're still hiding from the obligation. I mean, you're not hiding from the item, but you're hiding from the obligation to give it back. And yet the Gemara says you're not over that Isra. Himtin ad shinis yashu abalim natala. If you don't even touch it, but you wait until you know that guy, let's say there's we haven't talked about this, I'm waiting for us to talk about it. There's no time clock, right? Let's say there is a time clock, and the guy has got 2 hours to go back and get it, and you are watching this thing like a hawk. 2 hours go by, like, okay, this guy definitely has Yayush at this point. The time's up, I can go take it myself. So then what would you think? If I hadn't looked at this, I would say, you're not over Gzeil because you're not taking it until it's Hefker. You are over on Hashev Teshivim because you saw it and you didn't give it back. And I assume that it happens the second you see it. But maybe you're still over on, Lo Suchal L'Salim because you hid from giving it back right away. So let's see. Himtin la shisya bajan v'rat v'natala. Eino over el mishum Lo Suchal L'Salim bilvad. Interesting. You're not over the Isser of Hashev Teshivim, or the obligation of Hashev Teshivim, which also teaches a very important lesson. When it comes to Gzeila, of course, you're not obligated because, as I said before, the person, when you picked it up, the person wasn't thinking that he was going to, was already Hefker, he was already Yayush. When it comes to the obligation of Hashev Teshivim, that's interesting because I would have thought that if there's an item here, I could give it back, and I don't. I decidedly don't touch it, and I decidedly don't move, go over to it, and don't pick it up. So I would have thought that that's a violation of not giving something back. And yet we say, no, you are only in violation of not returning an item once you've picked it up and then decided you're not giving it back. Here, you are only in violation of hiding from it because you don't go over and do anything. That's interesting. I would have thought otherwise. I actually have Gemaras and proofs to say otherwise, which are going to come up. But let's see. Amar Rava, Haiman, the Chazid Nafal Zuzi Mechavrei Bechalasa. Someone who saw coins fall from his friend in between the what?
Into the sand.
In the sand. Okay, interesting. Vashkechei v'shakle, and he goes and picks it up. Lo Mechai v'adurile. He doesn't have to give it back. My time. Ahud Nafal Minei Yishvil. If a person drops coins on the sandy beach, you know, and he walks a few steps. Like, okay, there's no way I'm going to find those coins anymore. They're already gone with. Not worth my time. So then we assume it's Yayush. Afa gav techazi to ic arba lavikam arbael. Even though the finder sees that the person is looking for, he's got like a sifter and he's looking for it. Mm-hmm. He's not chayvlo. Interesting. Okay. Meimar amar ki ech dinafu min edidi. Just like it fell from me, it could have fell from somebody else. And maybe what I'm finding is somebody else's. So even though he's looking for it, he knows there's a chance that it's not really, he's not going to find his own stuff.
This sounds like,
and therefore he's going to give up on it.
This sounds like he's saying he knows he's not going to find his own coin, but maybe
he knows. I don't know.
Somebody else is lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying it's not a maybe.
I think it is. I mean,
the point is, he has given up on absolutely finding his own stuff. He's not assuming he's going to find his stuff.
He's just going to look for something.
He's just going to find to salvage some kind of, he doesn't come out as a net loss on the day. Okay, interesting. It is interesting to see how much we assume a person's thoughts with Yayush, even if it's really, you know, if someone lost something and they started looking for it, I would assume, oh, he's looking for the stuff he just lost. But the Gemara says, no, we are so clear-minded about that person's intentions, we'll allow you to go and get whatever he dropped. So matzah b'chanos harei elu shalav, if you find something in a marketplace with no simon, you can keep it. Bein hateva v'lachan v'ni, if it's in between, is this the register?
The counter
and the store owner.
Store owner's seat.
His what? His seat.
So he's in. You assume this is merchandise?
Yeah, we haven't said anything yet, but you're right. Shelchan v'ni then belongs to the store. And olifnei shelchani, if you find it before the, what is that?
Money changer.
The money changer? I guess that's different than the store owner. Hare elu shelo, so then you can keep it. Bein kis ha-kise v'ashulchani, hare elu shel shulchani. If it's in between the seat of the store owner and the money changer, so then it belongs to the money changer. Hare elu shel shulchani. Interesting. Halokeach peros mechaver oshashliach oshashilach lo chaver peros. If somebody bought fruit from a friend, or he was sent fruit from a friend, v'matzah behen maos, and he found in the fruit, you found money, hare elu shel, you can keep it. Unclear why. Maybe he sent it with a gift. Im hayod tzirurin notel machris. If the money was in a specific orientation, tied up, so then notel machris, then you have to announce it because the tie is itself an indicator. Okay. Rabbi Elazar. Afilu munachin al gavi ha-shulchan. Even if the merchandise was on top of the counter, you can keep it.
Change your table. I'm having a little difficulty here. In the store, there's a money changer sitting around in every store.
I'm imagining it's talking about like the person doing at the register, and the owner is walking around trying to sell the merchandise, and there's somebody who's actually taking the money from somebody who wants to buy it. But this is saying that even if the thing is sitting on the counter, but I guess it's out of place. It's not a typical place where you put the merchandise. I'm assuming that for now. So then, even then, you can keep it. Tanan, the Mishnah says,
I would think the governing issue here should be, is this the type of merchandise he's selling or not?
That too. I mean, that could be another one. Let's assume that even if it is, but it's in an off place that's not typical for the merchandise to be. It's not on one of the shelves. It's on the actual table. So then, we have in the Mishnah, Tanan, Lifnei Shulchani, Hare El Shelo, you can keep it. Ha Agabi Shulchan De Shulchani, Ema Seifa, the implication is, if it's in front of the register, so then you can keep it. But that means if it's on the table, so then it belongs to the register, the guy at the register. But then the Mishnah says at the end, if it's in between the owner's seat and the register, so then it belongs to the register. The implication of that is that it's shalom if it's on the table. We can't assume from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is just giving very specific cases, but anything in between, we can't assume. Rabbi Elazar, Haminale, how did Rabbi Elazar say that if it's on the table, you can keep it? Where did he get that from? Amarava Masnesa Kishisei, Ma'ir Titani Benak Yisra Shulchan Shulchani, Listni Ala Shulchan, Inami Matzba Shulchanos, Kitakani Resha, Matzba Chanos Shalom. Meaning, if the Mishnah wanted to include that anything on the table belongs to the owner or the shulchani, then it should have said that. The fact that it speaks only about when something's in between this or that, and only in the Resha it talks about when it's on the table, when it's in the store. So then, elashma mina, I feel minach lagav shulchan rei shelo. Even if it's on the table, the fact that the Mishnah didn't say it means that you can assume it belongs to you. You can keep it. Halokeach peros mechavero, and you found coins. It depends on what the coins look like. In order to make sure you can keep it. Amrish lakish mishum rebiyanai lo shanu ella belokeach men hatagar. That's only if you're buying fruit from a seller,
a merchant of fruit.
But if it's from a specific owner, from someone just selling you their own personal apples, so then you have to give it back. because you know specifically where it came from, it was this guy's money. As opposed to the store, it might have come from somebody else, I guess.
The store owner buys from a lot of sources.
Right, could be from a could be from like distributor or something. Is the owner of a house the one that actually threshed and produced all the fruit or whatever produce you're buying? He could have also bought it from multiple places.
It could have been one of his workmen.
There were workers also, yeah. Amar lei ismei. Should I get rid of it? He says, what do you want from me? That's my Mesorah. I learned that. So Amar lei lo, titargim asnisin kagon shadashna ide adav shivchas vakananim. Just say that the Mishnah also includes a case where other people did the work. And if other people did the work, they were involved in the processing of this fruit. So then you have to assume that maybe the money came from one of them. And therefore, you have to give it back to the original owner. But if it's a store, if it's a person who specifically did not have other workers, so then you can keep it. Then you have to give it back. If it's from multiple people, so then you're allowed to keep it yourself, because who knows whose it is. And they probably had yeish. Okay, shkaya.